Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the ordinary council meeting on the 30th of October here in the Shire of Wandering. This is Alastair Pinto, the CEO, and I officially welcome you to the opening of our first meeting with our new council present. I declare this meeting open at 3:30 p.m. and I'd like to remind everyone that the meeting is being recorded. So the first business item we have today is our election and declaration of the Shire President. So the Shire President is to be elected from within council for a two-year term as the first course of business, with the appointment expiring at the October 2027 ordinary election. One nomination has been received so far from Councillor Little. Are there any further nominations before I declare nominations closed? Being none, I declare nominations for the position of Shire President closed and Councillor Little elected unopposed, with the term expiring October 2027 ordinary election. I now invite Lee Muller, JP, to conduct the swearing in of the Shire President.
Thank you. Mullah JP for your assistance with the swearing in of the Councillors, Shire President and Shire Deputy President. Item 1.3 is the allocation of council seats. The Shire President and Deputy President are assigned seats. There are therefore 5 further seating positions to be determined. Each seating position has been numbered from 1 to 5. The councillor is asked to draw their seating position, read the seat number out loud, and then take their respective assigned seat at the table.
Motions and stuff. stuff. There was business on Main Road, so the way here, Capital Works and Regional.
That's right.
Yep. The new Regional Operations Manager that's now in Narragin, so they're all there. Just to shrug shoulders here. That's about it.
Councillor Cowan?
No, nothing.
Councillor Hanson? Councillor Jennings? Councillor Latham? Councillor Thompson? No. Okay. So different next month. Okay. Item 12, Chief Executive Officer. 12.1, appointment of delegates to council and external committees. My folders in the video office too. Okay, so this is to review the appointment of elected members to council committees and other external committees.
So the chair, if you want, I can go through this agenda item. So this item, councillors, is for council to delegate a couple of council members to represent council on various committees, internal committees of council and external committees as well. Every 2 years this is reviewed with the intention that apart from some of the meetings where it's sort of delegated in a way that the Shire President and Deputy President attends, that some of the other meetings, based on the rest of the Council's knowledge and skills and interest, that they also represent Council at those meetings. So it's not always the President and the Deputy President. So that's what this discussion is. What was provided in some of the briefing papers was an outline of who were the representatives present previously or up until the last meetings. And then today is for discussion as to who wants to nominate. So what we would usually do, Madam President, is go through each of the committee meetings in order and then come to an agreement with the delegate 1-2, and if everyone's in agreement, just move on to the next one, and so on and so forth.
Okay. So we've got all the committees up there, the standing committees of council, which are the ones that we have to have. Oh, sorry, can we have a mover and a seconder that plays a mover for this motion? Councillor Hanson, and a second. Seconder, please. Councillor Jennings, thank you.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. Yep, so I guess through the chair, so the first committee on the list is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. As you will be aware, to some of the local government reform, we do need to have an independent committee member appointed to this in the near future. They haven't set a date yet. The previous date was the 30th of June, and then the departments moved that date because a lot of the smaller local governments have struggled to find an independent committee member. So until that happens, we do have to nominate a couple of delegates from council. But just so you're aware, when that does happen, probably in the next 6 months or so, we do get an independent person on the committee. That person has to be the chair. So then accordingly, the rest of the delegated councillors might just stay on, or we might revisit this as to who's representing council on that committee. Usually as well, it's the Shire President and the Deputy President. It's highly recommended that they are on this committee, because as the name suggests, this is the bit that looks at our audit, risk, financial things for the council, so it's really important to have those key positions there. But then you can always choose to have a third delegate or more. If you have gone through the papers previously, you would see all of this council was on the Audit and Risk Committee. So you can choose to do that. The officer's recommendation is that you don't, because then it is all of council meeting again. But again, that's not to say that as a council you don't decide that all of you want to be there, because all of you are keen on keeping an eye on the Shire's, you know, audit and risk and finances, by all means. So back to the chair to...
So we had a discussion, the CEO and myself, in relation to this, because it has been a question that we've asked. I think it's probably a good thing to have a few delegates, but it's up to, can I have any discussion if anybody's disagreeing with that? Would like to be everyone involved? as he said, otherwise it ends up just being a council meeting anyway, so.
My only question would be, if we have all, Councillor Latham, sorry, if we had all on the list, if someone's sick, crook, holidays, everyone can cover. That was my only idea.
So to the chair, yes, so that is covered by having three delegates, because you'd always have a proxy that would attend.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. So that part's okay. Any other comments? No?
I guess maybe in the first instance, how many of the councillors feel like all of council need to be on this committee? Put your hand up. Alright, so then to the chair, I guess my recommendation would be it's the Shire President, Deputy President, and then if one other councillor wants to raise their hand to be part of the Audit and Risk Committee, please do so now. Otherwise, the chair will.
Councillor Thompson, thank happy you. To nominate if was a third.
Okay, so that's Councillor Thompson.
So we've got Shire President, Deputy President, and Councillor Thompson. Thank you. Moving on to the next committee is the Bushfire Advisory Committee. Under the Local Government Act, you should have this committee. You currently don't. So we'll do some, I'll do some work with the council in the November and December planning forums around terms of references and all of that, and develop one. But we need to sort of decide who the delegates are now.
So one of the things we discovered is that as Shire President, whoever the Shire President is normally on that committee, normally chairs it anyway, but the Bushfire Advisory Committee.
So,
we haven't done that
before.
To
the chair, I just want to correct that. So you've had the committee there, and you have the name of the committee there, and you have a couple of people delegated. The committee's never met, so it's what I should have said. So I'll just correct myself on that.
Yes.
You have the committee there, and you have people delegated from the previous meetings, but you've never had an actual meeting.
Yes.
So, in a way, you don't actually do anything. But fair point, there is a committee.
Yes.
There's no names in the spaces.
Yes, there was names in the spaces, but no meetings. And that has to be, we have to have those meetings.
Are we involving the local bushfire brigade?
Yes, so to the chair, it's usually the CEO, local bushfire brigade, the chief bushfire officer, all the deputies under them are all invited, people like the operations manager as well. But this is purely to decide who from council will be on there. So there'll be DFIS, there'll be a whole bunch of other people involved in a lot of these committees. But today we're just discussing council's membership, if you may.
Madam Chair, Councillor Cowan would like to nominate for that.
And so one nomination from Councillor Cowan.
Yeah, Councillor Latham.
Councillor Latham.
Yeah.
And then yourself, Councillor Little.
All right.
Yep. All right, so the next one's the Local Emergency Management Committee. That meets bi-monthly. And currently, the representation has been the Shire President and the CEO. So once again, we're just discussing council involvement and delegation. Councillor Hanson as well previously. Now we're just discussing council representation on there. So back to the Shire President.
Okay. So Councillor Hanson would like to nominate. So it'll be Shire President.
Somebody else? Okay.
You know
the meeting, because the meeting's not here in town, so it'll be in Pinkerley. Yep. Usually. Yes, in Pinkerley. Alright, so Councillor Jennings, you're happy to be the third delegate? Thank okay. you. The next one's the Wandering Community Centre Upgrade Committee meeting. It says bi-monthly there, but again, that would be, again, a lot. Some of these, you decide that once you have the next meeting. So on that committee, currently there is Councillor Little, Councillor Watts was on there, Councillor Hanson, and then Councillor Cohen was on there, but with a different hat as the project manager. So we now need 2 to 3 delegates to be on the committee. Back to the chair.
Yeah, Councillor Cowan would like to nominate for the position vacated by ex-councillor Watts.
And I think I'm happy to nominate just as a member because we've been involved. Anybody else? Councillor Hanson, we've all been involved.
Yep, so we'll keep Councillor Hanson, Little, Councillor Cohen, Councillor Hanson. Thank you. The next one is your CEO Performance Review Committee. Currently it has all councillors on it. My recommendation is that I'm happy for it to be all councillors because it's a key one that you want all councillors to be on there. So unless someone in one of the councillors wants to suggest that it's not all councillors, we'll move on to the next committee. So the next committee is a Behaviour Complaints Committee. You don't have this one for sure. you need to have it again under the Act. Hopefully you will never meet and hence it says as required. But it's a committee that council needs to have to, and I think I gave a description of the committee in the email I sent around managing any complaints that the Shire receives about councillor behaviour or other complaints against the Shire. So you have a committee for that and terms of reference for that, but you'd only meet if someone actually put a complaint in. So we just need some delegates, or if it's happy, then it'll be all councillors. And as I said in the brief that I sent you, if the complaint is about a particular councillor, obviously that councillor can't be part of that meeting.
So if everyone's happy, we'll just keep it as up on the board. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. We just move on to the other committees now. So these are more sort of meetings with other stakeholders that the Shire Wandering has a close relationship with. So the first one on that is the Central Greenbelt Valga Zone. Valga being the WA Local Government Association. So the representation on this currently has been Shire President and Deputy President. And so again, it's up for discussion.
I think that's a really important position. And I don't know if Councillor Price, are you happy to stay as the second person? Yeah, it is. But we do need a proxy there in case either of us is not able to attend. Can we have somebody nominate themselves for that? Don't forget, it's all over the place. It could be anywhere in our zone. So
true, but again, I guess.
Okay,
only get called upon if
it's only if something can't attend. So thank you, Councillor Latham. Regional Road Group.
Regional Road Group. So once again, that's currently the Councillor, Shire President and Deputy President, which if the two of them are happy, so we'll keep them on and then a proxy, please.
A proxy for them as well.
Councillor Thompson.
Councillor Thompson, thank you. Secondary Freight Group. That's a bit different. They don't meet as often, and that's why it says as required. I haven't attended a meeting myself in the time I've been here. So in 4 months they haven't met.
Not for them. That's as it stands, that Councillor Turton is our representative, and that's an elected position, isn't it? Carl knows a bit more about that. He's on the steering committee of that. Operations manager, can you please speak to that?
Yeah, through the chair, I think that's delegated for the regional road as nominations.
Yes, that is correct. So while the road group itself will decide who the delegate is, we still send other delegates, if you may, that are non-voting delegates. So what the road group itself decides is who from those delegates are voting delegates. The rest are sort of attendee delegates. So what we're deciding today is the attendee delegate, and then with the aim that one of our attendee delegates will hopefully become a voting delegate.
Yes.
When they meet again, which they plan to meet in November, October.
So, can I have nomination?
Councillor Hanson, Councillor
Price.
Councillor Hanson, Councillor Price.
Thank you. And a proxy.
Councillor Little as well.
Thank you.
So the next one's the WROC, which is the Volunteer Regional Organisation of Councils meeting.
That's something that we've just become properly involved with, and I think it's most seem to be the president and the CEO. There hasn't been a second delegate, but we're quite open to having somebody else as well. So anyone would like to put their names up for that. That So at the moment it's being held in Boddington, but it is going to move around.
Yeah, I'd actually lean on that.
I know you have. You have to do that. Yes. And we need proxy for that as well.
So Councillor Little, Councillor Hanson, and proxy Councillor Cole.
Thank you, Councillor Cowan.
Next one's your Peel Harvey Catchment Council.
I've developed an assessment.
Oh, sorry, well, I keep missing any spectacles on that. Development Assessment Panel. So these ones are usually you only meet as required, as it suggests there. If there is a big planning item that involves the Shire, which from what I've seen has never happened in recent years, but we do need to have someone there, so if it does happen, we know who the person is responsible to attend.
So, suggestions for...
Suggestions for the
president. Yeah, all right. Well, down, it's only as required anyway, so you're happy to be there. On that, so Councillor Price as well, and the proxy.
Yeah, I've got Councillor Latham, proxy on one.
Alright, so the next one's Peel Harvey Catchment Council.
Okay, so that's every 2 months. We haven't kind of caught up with that very well. So far.
Councillor Price, I'm nominated for that one.
Okay. Yep. Councillor Price, Councillor Hanson.
And a proxy for that as well, please. Yeah, Councillor Thompson, thank you. And then there's the, we'll go down to the Worsley and Lumina Community Liaison Committee, which meets quarterly. Councillor Hanson, I think you were one of the delegates for that before.
She was.
So we need some delegates for that. Yeah, happy to do that. Second delegate for that, please. Councillor Jennings, and a proxy, please.
I'll go. Councillor Latham, I'll go a proxy because I've actually worked down there quite a bit. So.
Good. Okay. And the next one is the Newmont Gold Corp. What in turn? Councillor Price was our delegate on there, did a good job with that.
Councillor Price wants to stay. Yep, Councillor Price. Yep.
Second delegate for that, please.
The Newmont.
Councillor Thompson, and a proxy, please.
Yeah, Councillor Latham also worked there.
Okay, excellent.
So just through the chair, before we move in second and pass it, do we want to get a quick overview of who's going to what so that we just quickly make sure that no one councillor is going to too many of these?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you have it there in front of you. Can you just tell me how many Councillor Hanson is going for?
Six.
So six, Councillor James.
Two.
Councillor Colvin.
Three for Jennings.
Three for Jennings.
One, two, three.
Yep, Councillor Latham. Just mindful that the council latency put his hand up for five, but I think mostly in the proxies though, which means you probably won't end up going to some of them because you're the proxy.
Yeah, I would, Councillor Latham, I'd love it if someone went go with them to learn.
Yes. Very good advice.
And then Councillor Thompson?
Four.
Yep, that's okay, is
it? Good. All right. So can I have a mover, please? That those. Thank you, Councillor.
Yeah, move that second, we just need the four.
Oh, okay. We need to vote. Can I have...
Anyone happy with that discussion and who's voting for it, for those different nominations?
So put your hand up if you're voting for that, please. Those nominations. Okay, that's carry 7-0. So the delegations review 12.2, I'm going to pass over to the CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. So the delegation schedule, as we've discussed at our planning forum a couple of weeks ago, was up for review. We've made a few changes. I have captured what those changes are in the comments section there on the first page of the agenda. So there was a name change to the document from the register of delegations, some delegations, appointments and authorizations. the register of delegated authority, because it doesn't need to be a mouthful. The addition of a document control on page 2, because you need to basically document every time that the document's updated, so we can capture that version control in a way. There's minor typo changes were made to the introductory section, and then there was a renumbering of some of the delegations because we were jumping a bit slightly all over the place. And then some of the delegations where a few more changes were made are outlined in the table in the agenda paper. So the annual elector meeting setting, for example, you don't need to have that because that's a given in a way. You have to have the meeting. You don't need to delegate me to have the meeting. The donations bit, which we discussed, we reduced the maximum value that the CEO could donate and increased the delegated maximum value of the debt write-offs from, I think it was $20 to $100. Payment of municipal or trust funds, we removed the CRC coordinator from that because that officer no longer has access to the banks to be able to do that. And then financial hardship, we added the policy reference which was missing in there. There is further review we need to undertake of the delegation register. In my going through it, I've identified quite a few other things that need to happen. But for the sake of being able to discuss those items, I have left that off this version change. So the council will just adopt this version change as part of this agenda item, and any further changes I'll bring it back to the November planning forum and successive planning forums before we change anything else. So the only changes in the year are what we discussed at the November planning forum.
So can I have a moment?
Officer's recommendation.
Sorry. The officer recommendation. The council approves the amendments to the delegations register. So can I have a mover, please? Councillor Cowan, and a seconder, Councillor Hanson. Thank you. Can I have a vote? Hands for all. Those in favour, please. That's carried 7-0. Policy manual review, policies 10, 14, 22, and 84.
So, to the chair, so these are a couple of policies that are due for review. As we have discussed previously, we look at a few of these every month to make sure we're on top of them because it's quite a few policies for council to review. And so we manage them in mid-sized pieces. We usually do 3 at a time. We're doing 6 this time because we were in KTECA mode, so we didn't do any in the last August OCM. And so we're doing 6 this time around. All the policies that have been reviewed as part of this agenda item are staying the same. There has been no...
4.
I'm sorry. 4 of them, not 6 of them. 4 of them. I do need specs. there's no changes made in the policies. They are as they are, and there have been no changes made. So the officer's recommendation.
The officer recommendation is that council adopts the following policies with any amendments made. Policy 10, investments and borrowings. Policy 14, record keeping, I should say. Policy 22, use of the common seal. Policy 84, complaints management. Can I please have a mover for that? There we go, Councillor Price, thank you. And a seconder, please, for that. Councillor Hanson. Can I see hands all in favour or all those in favour? 7-0, thank you. So 12.4 is the transfer of asset Water Corp Dam 1 and 2. Now I'll get the CEO to discuss this.
So you get through the chair, we've looked at the site development planning forum meeting earlier this month. This asset transfer has been in the works for a number of years now between WaterCorp and the Shire of Wandering. There are various agreements in place, and we've just come to the end of that with the Landgate finally transferring over the title deed from the WaterCorp to the Shire of Wandering. So this agenda paper here basically is asking approval from council for the CEO to sign that document on behalf of the Shire. Once that document is signed, then we'll get the land titles and all of that transferred over to the Shire of Wandering. There are further discussions that will be had with WaterCorp around some easements and some fencing that needs to be undertaken at the site, because WaterCorp still has access to some parts of that land parcel. But as that comes through, I'll bring it back to council and we can have a discussion about that. This agenda item is purely for the CEO on behalf of council to sign the documents to get the title deeds transferred over.
Okay. So the officer recommendation is that council authorise the CEO to sign this asset deed on behalf of the Shire of Wandering, and the CEO to finalise plans with the Water Corporation to install fencing around the tanks and chlorinator via the easement at their cost. Can I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Jennings, thank you. And I have a seconder, please. Councillor Hanson, thank you. I see a show of hands in favour of that motion. Thank you. Against? Okay, so 13.1 is the financial report that is September 2025. Discussion in relation to that, to the officer recommendation is that the financial report for the period ending 30 September 2025, as presented, be accepted. Can I have a mover, please, for that? And a seconder, please. Sorry, Councillor Hanson, it is. And a seconder, Councillor Latham, thank you. Can I have a show of hands? Those in favour? Those, thank you, that's carried 7-0. Council payment, 30 September 2025. I think to discuss with that, the officer recommendation is that in accordance with Section 13 of the Financial Management Regulations of the Local Government Act 1995, and in accordance with delegation, payment of municipal fund vouchers, licensing, salaries, wages, and EFT transfers, direct debit totaling $614,626.24, which is attached, be noted as a proof of payment and credit card statement be noted. Can I have a mover, please, for the motion? And a seconder, please, for that. Councillor Hanson moved it, and seconder is Councillor Coward. Any discussion? No?
Does the mover want to speak?
Yes, do the mover want to speak? Councillor Hanson. No, sorry, for the chair. Yeah, seconder? Do you want to speak?
Yeah, the EFT 10632 for Key Civil. Does that finalise the Key Civil contracted payments? There's two payments there of around 140,000.
What's the number of interest?
18.
What's the reference number, please?
EFT 10632.
Through the chair. No. Last payment was done in this creditor's run for, I think it was 14,000.
As final
payment, yeah.
And the second question on that is, it desperately requires asphalt topping. Is that?
Through the chair, that's booked in for tomorrow.
Oh, oops,
to be sure.
It's getting deeper every day.
It's been a struggle, though.
So on that point, through to the Chair, Councillor Price, the second list there, this thing that says traffic management and variation, is that, I don't know how much traffic management could possibly be, but is the variations something that was outside original quote, or can you explain a little bit about how that, those two items are described?
Yeah, for the Chair, when we initially got it quoted, we were going to assist with traffic management and some plant, but because the project was delayed a bit, we had to carry on with the other project, which we didn't have manpower for traffic and the plant, so there was a variation for them to do traffic management and supply loaders and trucks, which was also discussed for the secondary freight.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter Hall's aware of our workload, obviously, and he's going to make sure that all works properly.
Yeah. Yeah, we just needed to get the job completed, otherwise it's sort of going to hang on.
This is a request for donation of wood chips from a local primary school.
So you haven't bought it, that's what they're saying.
No,
Can we go back to 13.2 just to vote on that, please?
Thank you. Can I have a show of hands, please, for those in favour of that? Councillor Cowan, seconder. Councillor Thompson, can I have a show of hands for those in favour? Thank you, that's carried 7-0. Okay, so now we're on to 13.3, which says a request for donation of wood chips from the Wanneroo Primary School. So I'll let the CEO give a little bit of background here.
This request came through last week, so hence we never had a chance to discuss it at the planning forum because it came after that meeting. But we couldn't wait till the November planning forum because we sort of need to do it prior to that. And the monetary value of the request isn't that high, so I thought we could just discuss this now. So basically the school is requesting that the Shire donate a truckload of wood chips from the tip for the school garden. What they're asking for is that it's in kind. So what we have factored in is staff time, what the cost of the wood chips will be for a truckload based on what we charge per cubic meter, the truck time, the loader time, and then the staff time. We worked that out to take approximately $336. And the office recommendation is to support that and donate the wood chips to the school.
So it's total cost of $336, so the officer recommendation is that council approves the donation of 12 cubic metres of wood chips to be delivered to the Wanneroo Primary School at a cost of $336.
If I may as well, just a comment as to the Chair, we've just changed the delegation schedule in today's agenda. So one of the delegations we changed was a delegation for the CEO and donations. It had it at $1,000 previously. So previously, if that had to be stayed the same, this would have come to you. But as I've suggested, we have reduced that amount to being $100. So hence, this has come to you because you need to make a decision on it because it's above my delegation.
Okay. So can we have a mover, please, for that motion? Yeah, thank you, Councillor Latham. And a seconder, please, Councillor Thompson. And can I have a show of hands of those in favour? Of that, that's carried 7-0. Thank you. So 14, planning and technical services. There is none. Item 15, elected members' motions, which previous notice have been given. There's none. 16, new business for urgent assistance introduced by decision of the meeting. 16.1, elected members, and 16.2, officers. There's none. No matters behind closed doors. Item 18, closing the meeting. So the meeting is closed at 4:15 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for your time.